There's a transition that's happening right now that will impact every Californian going forward. Do you ever think about where our gas comes from? All of this is about to change. A number of refineries have been leaving the state. Today, we sit down with a number of industry experts to find out what these changes are and what are the potential impacts. Will there be a higher gas prices in California or not?
Valero wrote off $1.1 billion worth of assets just for Benicia. But what they also wrote off is pretty much all of the asset value of Southern California Refinery. Now, they did in their press release saying that Southern California Refinery would stay operational. They didn't say for how long, but they did say it was going to stay in operation. Chevron has written off about $4 billion worth of refinery assets in the state. And of course, they vacated California. Their corporate headquarters is now in Houston. They've left after 140 years of doing business in the state.
I worked in four of Valero's refineries: Benicia, the one in Los Angeles, Dumas, Texas, and Texas City. And I will tell you, when you work in Texas versus here, it's a breath of fresh air. When you're in California operating in the refinery business, it's like driving down the highway and having a highway patrolman behind you the whole way. If you cross over the line, you get a ticket. If you go too fast, you get a ticket.
Now we're losing refineries, and we've lost in-state production. We'll lose an essential pipeline that goes north-south. And the solution from Sacramento is, don't worry about it, we're going to import it. Well, there are port capacity issues, there are tanker issues. And then, of course, at the end of the day, if I'm relying on India and China, it's quite possible that you'll have supply disruptions. On the whole, we have about 14 to 16 days supply of gasoline in California at any one time. When that starts to drop and it gets down to about 13 days, 12 and a half days, you're going to get a spike of almost a dollar a gallon. It's just simple supply and demand.
Make sure to subscribe to our channel so that we can update you with the trends and issues that are going on in California.